5% in the number of new electric vehicles sold in Ireland last year compared to 2022, according to the Central Statistics Office. New figures show a total of 22,493 new EVs were licensed last year. That's up from 15,500 the year before. Let's get more from Geraldine Herbert, who's motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. 45% increase is a good number in anyone's vocabulary, Geraldine, but in fact it's something of a slowdown on what we've seen in previous years.
Yes, it's definitely good news for electric car sales, and the numbers are going up year on year, but the growth rate has actually slowed down. Now, if you consider that this time last year, that increase was 81%, 81 versus 45% this year, you know, a very big difference, Brian.
So the issue now presumably is to try to persuade people who might be harder to persuade to switch to electric. It's the ones who were enthusiastic who were the first adopters.
Yeah, so the early adopters have at this stage adopted. That's essentially the issue. Now, the mainstream motorist, I suppose the committed petrol and diesel buyer, they're proving a much harder sell. So I think the growth rate is slowing because there's been a reduction, obviously, in the grants, and there's concerns over the charging infrastructure.
What is the picture with infrastructure around the country?
The problem is we have a lot of charging points. We just don't have a lot of fast charging points. Now, 80% of charging is done at home, but people still need that reassurance if they decide to go on that long journey that it's not going to take them a very long time, that when they get to a charging point, it's actually going to be working. The government obviously has committed 100 million between now and 2025, and we know by then there will be high-powered chargers at every 60 kilometres along the motorway. But Brian, the time to ramp up the charging infrastructure was really in 2019 when the government announced their very ambitious electric car targets of 1 million on the road by 2030. So now we're really playing catch up. We're never ahead of the numbers.
And where are we, would you think, in relation to meeting that that 1 million EVs on the roads by the end of the decade?
Well, I think everybody would admit that it's a very ambitious target. Now, there is an interim target of 175,000 EVs by the end of 2025. There's over 100,000 on the road at the moment. So it would look like, you know, it would be quite an attainable target, but I think the 2030 figures are very ambitious.
And just before I let you go, the most popular EVs?
The most popular EVs are the Volkswagen ID, which was actually ID4, which was actually one of the best-selling cars as well. So that'll just show you the sort of inroads that EVs are making. Also the Tesla Model Y, the Hyundai Ioniq, and the Tesla Model S.
All right. Geraldine, thanks indeed for that. Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent, back with more on the visit of the Chinese Premier after this short break.